This is 89.3 HD, WRKF in Baton Rouge. I'm Amy Jeffries. On the same night that Republican Bill Cassidy beat out incumbent Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu, the GOP held on to congressional seats in Louisiana. In the northern part of the state, Ralph Abraham took the 5th District seat, currently held by Vance McAllister, and Garrett Graves won here in the 6th District. WRKF's Anne Maria Wadd has the story.
The race was called in Garrett Graves' favor less than half an hour after the polls closed on Saturday. Cheers didn't go up right away, though. It took a while for the crowd of supporters to realize the first-time candidate had actually won, and won big, taking 62% of the vote. Graves, who was formerly head of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority under Governor Bobby Jindal, had run a demanding nine-month campaign. So demanding, in fact, that when he took to the stage for his victory speech, he was still recovering from laryngitis.
If something tells me it's wrong with my vocal cords, it's a microphone.
At his packed victory party in downtown Baton Rouge, there were appearances by the likes of Senator David Vitter, who plans to run for governor next fall, and Baton Rouge Metro Councilman John Delgado, who's eyeing a run for mayor.
I understand that there are people that didn't vote for our campaign. I understand that there are people that didn't support us. Now's the time for us to come together. This is about the future of South Louisiana.
Graves railed against Obamacare, against Environmental Protection Agency limits on the petrochemical industry, and against the Department of Veterans Affairs. And he assured his supporters he was not another politician making empty promises.
They've gone up to Washington, and they've largely become part of the problem. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to stick to my guns, but I need your help.
He noted that he already got a lot of help from volunteer Wayne Kent. Kent believed so strongly that Graves could not be bought that he was glued to a stool making phone calls for the candidate for the last 2 weeks.
My wife thought I'd moved out of my house because I just said, I've got to be there. We got to make sure he gets elected.
To Kent, Graves stands in stark contrast to his opponent in the 6th District runoff.
So I said, I'm going to go to make sure that, first off, ex-con didn't make it in here and embarrass Louisiana.
Former Governor Edwin Edwards, who spent 8 years in federal prison on racketeering charges, delivered his concession speech across town.
I will not ever run for public office again, I assume, although I never say never.
With his infant son Eli in his arms and his wife Trina by his side, a Louisiana political legend bowed out of public life once and for all. He is 87. In the middle of Edwards' speech, baby Eli reached for his mom, who happens to be a Republican.
He's going Republican, too.
With Saturday's results, Congressman Cedric Richmond in the majority-minority 2nd District swiftly became the only Democrat left representing Louisiana in Washington. Anne Marie Awad, WRKF News.
For more election coverage, go to WRKF.org.